this is ATS member Freedom ERP, and I want to start right off by giving credit to the idea for this podcast, which came from the new ATS Euro show, which premiered this Wednesday on ATS and goes out every Wednesday between 9:30 and 11. And they had a discussion about the release of El Megrahi, who is the Lockerbie bomber, and the implications and links to BP. And I think it was one of the hosts or stars of the show, Martin Bain, who came up and said that, is this all that the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom have got to talk about when there's so many more important things? And that struck a vein with me, and I thought, hey, he's absolutely right. Here we have the alleged leader of the free world and his European sidekick, David Cameron, and all they've got to discuss among Afghanistan and the other issues is that they would spend some time, waste some time, talking about an event that happened years ago and really just try to say, well, we think BP might have unduly pressurised the Scottish government to release El Megrahi to Libya. I'm staggered. This is what we pay the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom to do, to talk about things that have no real relevance to the international security and stability of the world. There are so many more important things that these gentlemen should be talking about, like, for example, Iraq, Afghanistan, the heating up of the world, climate control. But yet these men want to take time out of their busy schedule to talk about, oh, it's BP again, something that I suspect someone has put a chip into Barack Obama's head, which every time he sees anything to do with England or Britain, the little flag pops up and goes, BP, BP. Sorry, gentlemen, I'm sure you're going to be listening to this, but you don't have time to waste talking about this event. And guess what? If BP did discuss the matter with the Scottish Parliament, well, of course they would. They're a commercial organisation, just like I'm sure other oil companies may well have quietly asked questions, both in the United Kingdom and at Holyrood, the Scottish Parliament, to inquire as to whether this would happen. Because BP isn't the only oil company in the world that would benefit from more normalised and better relationships with Libya. Every oil company would benefit from that. So this is staggering. And it goes back to what I've podcasted on before here about the leader, the alleged leader of the free world, has this thing about BP. For some reason, he wants to destroy a global organization, a global company. Now, is that because friends of the last administration are encouraging him and helping him? And yes, we can all stretch this into the New World Order, the conspiracy, the Bilderbergs, the 300, wherever you want to go. And if you accept that those organisations are true, then this could all be part of a very big global conspiracy. But I still don't think that the President and the Prime Minister should be wasting their time talking about this one. If they want to talk about something, let's talk about the help that can be offered to the United States to help with the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Let's talk between the President and the Prime Minister about what is the actual exit strategy for getting British, American and associated allied troops out of Afghanistan. What do we do to normalise relations in the Middle East? These are things that I would be expecting two of the most powerful men on this planet to be discussing. But hey, what can we expect from someone who, I'm going to hark on about it for a very, very long time, is too stupid to understand that BP has not meant British Petroleum for a great many years. So that's my rantings, that's my ravings, and hey, I would encourage you to listen to the ATS Euro live show, and I'm just going to repeat it because I was so impressed with what I heard last night when I listened to it. Didn't listen to it live, I listened to it on the Rewind show, but I was impressed with what I saw. It was a coherent, intelligent show, and I encourage you all to listen to it.